Now we come to the last division of this chapter, and we have here the conviction of Nebuchadnezzar. And you have the decree concerning the God of the Hebrew children and the promotion of these three Hebrew children. They are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or their real names, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. I'm reading now verse 28 of chapter 3. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. Their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there's no other God that can deliver after this sort." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Now, there is nothing personal in this expression of Nebuchadnezzar's, yet he recognizes the omnipotence of the living God and his power in delivering these three. He grants that their God is superior to his. This is the conviction of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, in the next chapter, we're going to hear his personal testimony of conversion, I believe. He came to a knowledge of the living and true God. You see, it took this man a long time moving out of paganism and heathenism. And that's the process that a great many go through today. That's one of the things we are discovering in this Through the Bible program. We have any number of letters from people who listened 6 months before they got saved. And I've read several letters where it begins by someone saying that when they first started listening to me, they thought I was off my rocker. One college student, he said that he thought that he was mentally superior and I must be mentally inferior. And that, of course, could be true. But the thing is, this young fella finally waked up one day, having listened several months, that he was the one playing the fool and that he needed to turn to the Savior. And it took this man, Nebuchadnezzar, a long time to break out of the web of all of the paganism and idolatry in which he was saturated. But you can see he's moving in that direction. Now, these three Hebrew children, as you can see, are back in Nebuchadnezzar's favor. Twice now they've had the sentence of death upon them. Twice they've been delivered miraculously. And twice they've been promoted. You know, the Lord Jesus is able to keep his own in the world today. That ought to be a comforting thought to many of us. You remember he said in John 10, 27, 28, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." And then in John 17, verse 11, "And now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." And then John 17, 15, "I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil one." Then Hebrews 7, 25, "Wherefore he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." And then in 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." Friends, you and I are living in a world today in which we're going to have trouble. And some of God's children do get in a fiery furnace. But he's able to keep you there, and he's able to bring you out of it.